Here is a quick rundown of some key mesoanalysis takeaways. 12Z soundings, not pictured, exhibited capping in the 850 to 800 millibar layer at both Shreveport and Lake Charles. Boundary layer moisture was rich, with surface dew points in the middle 60s at Shreveport and lower 70s at Lake Charles. As a result, lifted condensation levels were rather low, in the 400 to 500 meter range, or roughly about 1,500 feet. Aloft, mid-level lapse rates were steep, approaching 8 degrees Celsius per kilometer, resulting in around 800 joules per kilogram of mixed layer cape at Shreveport at 12Z. However, this would increase to around 1,500 joules per kilogram by 15Z per the SPC mesoanalysis webpage. As mentioned previously, an advancing warm front greatly influenced low-level wind shear values. The 12Z sounding at Shreveport indicated a little over 200 meters squared per second squared of 0 to 1 kilometer storm relative helicity. By 15Z, the warm front nearby 0 to 1 kilometer storm relative helicity exceeded 400 meters squared per second squared. Both deep layer shear and 0 to 3 kilometer shear were potent. Deep layer shear was out of the southwest between 60 and 70 knots, while 0 to 3 kilometer shear was in excess of 50 knots from 210 degrees. Finally, let's quickly discuss low-level cape. As is typically the case, this was a difficult variable to get a consistent read on with forecast data. 12Z soundings and subsequent special soundings at 18Z indicated the presence of at least some 0 to 3 kilometer cape with measured values around 25 joules per kilogram. Model-based 0 to 3 kilometer cape was a bit more robust. For instance, this representation by the HRRR would suggest 0 to 3 kilometer cape closer to the 500 to 100 joules per kilogram range. Where possible, comparing observed values to a model-based representation of cape is ideal. In this particular case, it is safe to assume there is low-level cape available, but likely not to the extent represented here by the HRRR.